Welcome to Murundoy.
Murundoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta called June from Kokwani and told her that persons there had no confidence in the counseling services. June said she would call nurse Anita Lowe, who is in the area, to help, especially with regard to mental health issues. Nurse Lowe met with Coretta and agreed to help John's relatives. Zena once again asked Maurice for some space, but he assured her that he was not going anywhere. Right now, Nurse Lowe is counseling Skeeter.
Look, Nurse Lowe, I know you mean well and you come for help me, but it's hard for trust some people.
I understand that, Skeeter.
I think this flood take away all the little trust and confidence I had in people.
Tell me some of the issues you have encountered since the floods occurred.
Well, all the time we're dealing with COVID, when you finally kind of get accustomed to that and you're doing everything to keep safe, bam, the floods come and wash away all your little belongings.
Yes.
All right, so we end up in the shelter at the school. The CDC provide food and try to make me comfortable. But no, it's low. I can't help worrying all the time.
Well, that was expected because you lost almost everything.
I can't tell you the last time I had a good night's rest. All I keep thinking about is how I lose everything that I work hard for, just so. I keep thinking, suppose I catch COVID and dead and left my daughter.
No wonder you have problems sleeping.
But I'm afraid to talk to anybody because, sorry for say this, I can't trust that they're going to keep me business private.
You don't have to worry about confidentiality with me at all.
Maria, go inside and check on the pot. And when you finish, get the mop and wipe out.
I'd like to talk to you a bit about Maria. How has she been?
She just there quiet all the time.
Has she started school?
She just go one day. But I need Shahon to help me.
But you can't have her home at the cost of her education?
She don't have a problem. She's learning what she can.
Have you spoken with her about how she feels since the flood happened, COVID, school?
Yeah. Couple months back, she tell me how she afraid to catch COVID. And suppose your friends or your teachers die. Or suppose I die.
That's why you need to keep that parent and child communication open.
I just talk to she, but she don't talk plenty. Look, all of we going through, we struggles by yourself. Me brother Danny going on, like if we ain't lose everything in the flood.
Perhaps Danny has found coping mechanisms that are working for him.
Well, he threatened me. We lose everything. What is there to smile and laugh about?
Everyone copes differently, Skeeter.
Well, he can live long. Look, he, me uncle, the wife, and another woman coming up the road.
Look, Nurse Lou, I ain't taking out one thing. What is the point of stressing over what done happened?
You see what I was talking about, Nurse?
It's hard enough to take on when you lose everything. Then on top of that, we still dealing with COVID.
All right. All of you need to know that whatever you are feeling is okay.
Thank you. Because I fed up with Danny, making me feel like I'm worthless when I say I did.
Sis, I don't think you're worthless. I just feel you could liven up yourself, Lil. You only them moving.
All right. Y'all start arguing. We realize that there's a need for intervention and we will do whatever we can to move forward.
Yes, the important thing is that we come up with a plan. How we gonna build back?
My cousin, I love you. But it's so easy to say how we gonna build back. It's not like we could go and pick up money from the road to build back.
Nadira, your point is quite valid.
Look, all I want is to stop feeling like this hopeless person. If y'all could help me get me head in a better headspace, I would greatly appreciate it.
But Skeeter, I've been trying to help you, but you don't want help.
Danny, please.
All right. Danny, I think it's wonderful that you have decided to look at the positive instead of the negative. You have found coping mechanisms that are working for you.
Look, this morning, I decided I'm going to start up a little kitchen garden. You ain't see I don't start dig up the land eh?
Excellent activity, Danny.
Well, not everybody like do them thing Danny does do. Climb tree, fish, swim, play football, and now he planting garden. Me like them thing.
Skeeter, you problem is that you're lazy. And that's why you just gave Maria all them work for you.
Danny left me alone.
All right. Maybe don't start a quarrel. The important thing is that we are all here and we recognize the need for change. Are we gonna work towards that? Right, Norslo?
Correct, John.
You gotta build back confidence in yourself. Yes, you lost valuable things in the flood, but you still got life. You were able to live in a shelter. Now you got a little place to live, and from here, you're gonna work your way into building back. Eventually, you're gonna have a house again. Old things just bring new things. You're gonna even get an opportunity to do what you always wanted to do with the old house.
Thank you, madam. Uncle John, you married a good woman.
I agree with everything that Coretta said. And in the meantime, we will start making more baby steps together.
Well, I'm happy to hear this. So whatever it is I got to do, I gonna do.
Hey, Denzel. Working on biceps today.
Hey, Maurice. You know how we do it.
How you find new gym so far?
No complaints, you know.
Managed to catch a little freshie yet?
Nah, that's not really my purpose of coming here, you know.
Ah, come off it, man. Stop the pretense. You're young. You're going to tell me none of these young women caught your eye?
I mean, yeah, they're beautiful, but I'm not here to find a girlfriend, man.
Would you be offended if I asked a personal question?
Nah, go ahead, man. It's up to me whether or not I answer.
Are you gay?
Negative.
Then what's your problem? Good-looking young man like you, he could be making a mess of these women.
I don't look at women as objects, bro.
Okay, so we look at them as...
as humans who have a right to be respected, not just for their body or sexual gratification.
Oh, stop. Can't be real.
I'm serious.
Look, I'm all for respecting women and whatnot, but men will be men. There's a reason God put these beautiful creatures on Earth. There's a reason we men have an instinct to chase.
Look, I choose to approach life differently.
Look! Look at that one that just walked in there. Look at her skin! Dark and smooth. Gosh, she's gorgeous. Like a Barbie. Wow. Watch that bum.
Yeah, she's a beautiful young woman.
I'll go talk to her.
I think she has a boyfriend. I've seen him at the gym here.
Bet you I can get her number in less than 5 minutes.
You didn't hear the part when I said she has a boyfriend?
Get the joker. Watch a masterwork. Be right back.
John and Coretta, I must really thank you for introducing me to Nurse Lou. I feel comfortable talking to her.
Well, that was the whole point, Nadira.
Just from talking to she today, I feel a little more hopeful. I'm thinking about building more inside, away from the river. I can add another bedroom for when y'all come to spend holiday.
You see what I'm telling you?
Anyway, y'all excuse me. I'm going to take a nap. This heat ain't easy.
All right.
Hey, I'm tired.
I'm just writing down some plans here on how we can start this craft business and how we can get in on some of these aisle opportunities.
So you really serious?
I tell you, when we reach back to Murundi, we're cooking with fire.
I've been on ExxonMobil Facebook page and I see a couple vacancy for contractors. They just have them steady.
Well, here what? We got to set up a business in a way where one day we can qualify for one of those contracting opportunities.
Gosh, John, you're getting me excited. You know how long I wanted that?
First thing when we reach back to Murundi, we go in and register the business.
Where want we call it?
I don't know, man. Something simple. Maybe John's Craft World.
I think you could come up with something more creative, man.
Well, you tell me.
I can think about it.
Good.
So, when we register this business, we going straight up and sign up with the Center for Local Business Development to get on all them training.
I think we should make sure we're in operation for a little bit before we sign up. Let me get a taste of what the business is going to feel like for us.
But John, the longer we wait to sign up, the longer we got to wait for an opportunity to provide the service to ExxonMobil.
Loretta, you must learn patience, you know. ExxonMobil ain't going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, I know they're going to be around for 30 years or so. But we're getting old every day. We got to snatch the opportunity as soon as we can.
All right, I know that you're excited. But just be patient.
Imagine where we become rich because we craft business gonna be supplying all them foreigners who come to Guyana because of the oil. All them people in Murundi who just talk to me like a crab dog and gotta respect me.
Look, we shouldn't start off this business only looking to get rich. Our main goal should be to provide quality products.
And that is why we need to sign up with the Center for Local Business Development as soon as possible. They can be able to guide us into the international standards so that we craft could compete anywhere in the world.
One step at a time, we can get there.
Yes. John, you know how long I've been waiting for something big to happen in my life? I try all kind of things to see how I could get upon little aisle opportunities. But I just left like a bird without wings.
Coretta, the problem with some of us is that we just think too small, you know. You see all the work ExxonMobil doing in Guyana?
Well, they got to produce thousands of barrels of oil every day, plus explore for more oil, which they're finding every other morning.
Yeah, but besides that, the local content. The fact that many Guyanese are employed, the fact that many people can now go into the careers that were not possible before in Guyana. The fact that they have made contributions to education, youth, sports, technology, culture.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to do them things and I'm happy they're doing it. I'm waiting now to see how we share the oil money will be spent to develop the country.
That is not ExxonMobil's responsibility. It's the government to
Yes. But John, I wish I could make a child for you.
Coretta, don't let me go down the road again.
It's just that the future looking real bright for Guyana's children.
It does.
It would be nice to have we craft business, get involved in the oil industry, and have a child we could raise in a different Guyana.
Well, my love, whatever is to be, will be.
So where am I dropping you, Denzel?
Just drop me by the Republic Bank ATM over there. I'll walk home when I'm finished.
All right. Here we go.
Thanks for the lift, man.
No problem. Sure you don't want that chocolate Barbie's number?
You got that number for you, not for me.
I told you I could get in less than 5 minutes and I did. But consider her my gift to you.
Maurice, you gotta stop this thing, bro. You got to stop looking at women like they're only sex objects.
Not that again.
Look, how about I invite you to this meeting?
What meeting?
We recently formed a men's group in Murundi, and I think it would do you well to attend.
Okay, what do you guys talk about?
Different issues men face, and we share experiences.
I don't think so. Don't want to be in a group with a bunch of men singing Kumbaya.
Just give it a chance, man.
How you think being in some little group could benefit me?
I think we might be able to change your perspective on certain things.
Young man, I've been on this earth for 45 years. You really think some little group is gonna change my beliefs?
At least think about it.
Hear what? Take Chocolate Barbie's number, give her a call, and I'll think about it.
You're not getting it, man.
You want me to come to your little group? Show me you're a man by taking up this challenge. You're too young to be acting like this, Denzel. Be a real man.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.